my mind, it's not just to take anybody that disagrees with you and kill them financially. You know, it used to be, I don't like your God, I'm going to kill you. Now it's, I don't like your idea, I don't like your opinion, I'm going to kill you financially. Or with Atifa, they're just going to kill him outright. Most of these bankers almost have a split personality. One that they're telling the public, and then one they're withholding. But the withholding one is for a future that they see right now as fantasy. We did a thing on Obama too, talking about everybody else gets vaccinated, but when it came to his kids, it was an opposite story. So somehow we need to get a list of who's not getting their kids vaccinated, and those are the people trying to ruin yours with vaccines. I was incredibly disappointed by what I found about the Pope, and I didn't want to find this about the Pope.
Most of my listeners have heard of the amazing antioxidant and immunity building benefits of C60. But what you may not know is how amazing black seed oil is as a carrier for C60. Black seed oil has been called the miracle herb by the National Health Institute because of all the health benefits, such as anti-inflammatory, anti-diabetic, and so much more. That is why I personally take the ultra pure 99.99% C60 in black seed oil. It's now available in gel caps, so no more slurping down that disgusting oil. Listeners can get Live Longer Labs' patented ultra-pure, no-solvent C60 at exclusive discounted prices now at my shop. Go to sarahwestell.com under shop and learn more. Welcome to Business Game Changers. I'm Sarah Westall. This episode, I have Dr. Sherry Edwards coming back to the show. She's the one that does all the vocal prints, and she's the one that was born with the mutated ear where she can hear. She can hear frequencies. She can hear, and I've talked about her a lot. She's been on the show a lot. You can watch my first episode with her where she explains her amazing abilities. And there's been multiple specials on her on PBS. There's been research done on her. She's the real deal, and that's why I really like to have her on. She's been doing this for decades, and she's come up with this system. She has a doctorate degree on learning how to read this and map it to personality profiles. So she's using her talent and bringing it to a whole nother level. But we dove in this time to the central bankers, what they're saying. They have a whole plan and a proposal to do a global currency and to also control, take over governments' budgets and decide where they're going to be spending their money. And it's also based on their whole Green Deal, CO2, restricting what companies can have access to capital and loans based on how large their CO2 footprint is. And the same with if they have a small CO2 footprint, they will have access to that. And it's so concerning for me, because if you're reducing the CO2 footprint, you're not helping our planet at all, because that's food for vegetation. We need the CO2, or we need more vegetation. You know, when you have, I've had scientists on the show, when you have more CO2, the vegetation in our world will eventually increase to match that level of CO2. If you decrease that, the vegetation will decrease to match this. I mean, it fluctuates based on that. And you can do other things. If you have too much CO2 in a city, which we do have a lot of cities that have too much CO2, too many cars with not enough vegetation, you need to reduce the cars and increase the vegetation. And there's all sorts of things. And you can listen to the scientists. I also have a chart that shows of the last 10,000 years, 9,900 years of the last 10,000 years have been hotter than it is today. So global warming is really just not what they say it is. And in fact, what they've done is they've taken the last 100 years, zoomed in on it, and showed how we're increasing exponentially. And it's crazy. All the planets in the solar system are heating up, not just ours. So there's other things going on. But anyways, that's why I'm so concerned about the central banking plans to base it on the CO2. What is their real goal? Why are they going for a global digital currency? And so we are analyzing all their profiles. And then we get into politics. We're talking about George Soros. We're going to talk about Ukraine. We're going to talk about the AOC Zuckerberg communication that happened in Congress. And then we're going to talk about two 16-year-olds. Well, Candace Owens first. She's beautiful vocal print. You'll see that. And then we're going to talk about two opposite 16-year-olds that, you know, the Greta Thunberg and then this Malia who was shot in the head by the Taliban. Just very opposite vocal prints. And this is a really interesting conversation and episodes. We split it into two because it's just too long. And she has training so that other people can learn how to read when people are lying, when people have different agendas. And she has one that's free, and then she has one that's $40. It only works on a PC, so you're going to have access to that. If you put in Sarah as a code, you get a free chart that helps you. It helps read different musical notes and things. I don't know exactly how that chart works. I got to look at it more myself. But people are getting a lot out of her. Once you understand it, you take the classes, you understand it, people seem to be getting a lot out of it. So the link for that is below. So let's get into my interview with Dr. Sherry Edwards. Sherry, thank you so much for rejoining the program.
It's great to be here. We have some explosive information to share with your audience.
Yeah, and we have political stuff, we have the central bankers, and we have a lot to go from. Let's start with the central bankers and see where they're at. And I wanted to specifically start with William Dudley. And he was the chairman of the Federal Reserve in New York, which is the most powerful position of the Federal Reserve system in the United States. And he stepped down in late spring, early summer. But he did an op-ed piece in Bloomberg stating, this was in August, end of August, stating that the Federal Reserve should use their power to help get rid of Donald Trump. And it was explosive because, and he got a lot of criticism for it, but the information still got out there and his opinion still got out there because the Federal Reserve supposedly was created since, you know, the 1913. And their whole reason was is they needed to pull the money away from politics. And then he goes out there and does this. So I want to see where he is mentally. And then there's other ones that we want to get into and see, you know, how political are they? And we'll get into each one as we go. But can you start with William Dudley?
Well, thank you for introducing me to this information about all these bankers. I didn't know this. I still don't know very much. But it led me to other things that are part of a whole plan to undermine the people. So from here, we're going to go a lot of different directions. And a lot of it very, very explosive, undermining the people. And they're doing it with money, with big pharma, with politics. And we're going to bring all that forward today. So, William Dudley, I had never heard of him. He's got his eye on the future and not much else. He's looking to manage the future. But he is not telling the truth. I don't know if I'm allowed to say that. But he's got big holes in his vocal print. And we'll post these on your site. There's lots of empty space, which means he's leaving out information. These things are very literal. There's no naivete. He knows exactly what he's doing. He's just not sharing the whole picture. The more he can keep you in the dark, the better off. And he is struggling with three or four different perspectives that he's trying to bring together. He has a really high ego. He wants control. He's withholding. And he's just not being very honest with people. And he's going to go with, if this person talks to him here, he's going to go there. And then over here, he's going to do that. He's bringing together all these people and getting information from them so he can control the outcome. He doesn't say much except that it's the future that he wants to control. So from what you know, how does that
Well, and it's not about the people, it's about his own initiatives. Is that what you're getting to?
It's about the future control.
Okay, well, it makes sense. Okay, well, then let's go into Mark Carney. He's the governor of the Bank of England. And the reason why I thought he was important is he did, after the very popular Greta Thunberg did her speech, this guy is the governor of Bank of England, and he got on and did the UN speech right after her and talked about the need to do a carbon tax-based banking system. But he also did a proposal at the back in August at the Central Bankers Central meeting, or the annual meeting, and he proposed to put forward a worldwide digital currency. And also, this worldwide digital currency was going to, he said that they should be able, the central bankers should be able to tell governments of the world where they should be spending their money, where their budget should be used, and it all should be based on a carbon situation. Basically, that they need to be reducing their carbon print. And he also went so far as to say that the companies that are reducing their carbon footprint will be able to have access to money, loans, and capital. And the ones that don't will feel the wrath. And essentially, they will be cut off from being able to get capital. So they are going to be using money worldwide to control this green CO2, it's a hoax. We know that the whole CO2 is a hoax. And I did a whole show on it with top scientists. But they are moving forward to doing this. It's like a global banking dictatorship. And so that's why I sent you the information on him. What did his vocal prints come out as?
Well, from what you're saying, that is a great way to control our future growth of any of the business. And anybody that doesn't agree with them can't do anything. And he's also very concerned about the future. Most of his stuff is right-brained, with the exception of his ideas about justice. And he feels he should be in control of what's good for people and what isn't. You remember Jonathan Gruber about Obamacare said the people are too stupid. We have to make the decisions for them. And this is the kind of information, as Mark Carney is bringing up, that we, the people, don't know what's going on. They do. But again, they're keeping information. He has some naivete where the other guy didn't. And there's a big split in his voice where you really could get to him if you could give him information, valid information, he would listen to it. Whereas some people you had me do won't listen to anything but their own garbage. This guy doesn't have much of an ego. He's coming at it from the sense of this is the just thing to do. But if somebody could get to him with information that's valid and believable, you could change his mind.
Oh, really? Okay. Well, one thing I notice is in the chart, there's this big hole as well. What does that represent?
That there's no information there. His hole is in emotions and naivete, mostly about emotions. It's in minus one. So he is not personally involved. Justice is his thing.
Okay.
And I did two on him, I think. You sent me one on market change. And it's pretty much, he has control issues, but they're all right-brained. He thinks, like Jonathan Gruber, that the people are stupid. And he needs to make the decisions for them based on justice. In my mind, it's not just to take anybody that disagrees with you and kill them financially. You know, it used to be, I don't like your God, I'm going to kill you. Now it's, I don't like your idea, I don't like your opinion, I'm going to kill you financially, or with Atifa, they're just going to kill him outright.
Well, let me ask you, now back in the day where they would kill Protestants because they weren't Catholic, would their vocal print come out this way too, where it was a justice thing and they were right and the people were too stupid? I mean, is that consistent with that?
That would be one of them. But in religion, they proselytize. And the reason they proselytize is to make you, who's proselytizing, more deep dug into the religion. They proved this psychologically in some really famous studies. There was a community that didn't like this new bridge that was going in. So they hired people in the community to go convince people that the bridge was a good idea. Who did they change the minds of? The people who went out and proselytized about the bridge. So it's the same thing that went on with religion. Somebody along the way realized that if you go out and I pay you to proselytize, and before this, that's going to change your mind. So it's just a religious trick that they're using politically.
Okay. Okay. Interesting. Well, and then we discussed, let me get to the next one. Jerome Powell, he is the current chairman of the Fed. And in the sequence that I gave you, and the reason I wanted to have you look at the specific sequence is because he addressed politics and the Fed. You know, we just had Dudley come out and who was, you know, the part of the New York Fed and be extremely political. And now Jerome Powell, who is the head of the Fed, is the Fed political or not? And, you know, just because one person says it, maybe this other person isn't. But what did your vocal print show?
It said that he loves carrying out ideas, and they don't necessarily need to be his ideas. He's very single-minded toward a goal of being in control. He is not telling the truth either. Most of these bankers almost have a split personality. One that they're telling the public, and then one they're withholding, but the withholding one is for a future that they see right now as fantasy.
Okay,
and his bottom line, you take pleasure in changing things for the better. You get great satisfaction out of being able to help others find and correct mistakes. He can be very clever with words to get his own way. And he has the ability to inspire people with a plan. So he can take a plan and inspire people toward it. But he doesn't have any justice in here of what is right. He's chosen something that he thinks is right, and that's all he's concerned about.
Oh,
so it's not for the people.
Interesting. So it makes sense that they're hiding. They have this split personality. So they say one thing to the people, and they say another thing behind closed doors or with, and then they have a plan for the future is what they're, because that is consistent with what we're seeing with their proposals and stuff, because they want to do a global digital currency and control everything.
Yeah, money, you degrade their health, you withhold their money, you poison their food, you poison them with vaccines so they can't even get up and fight, and then the people that didn't have all of this junk and vaccines. Remember several years ago, this New Jersey high uppity up, like he wasn't really the second lieutenant governor, it was the person below that, where he marched these kids to school with guns and dogs, and his own children were not vaccinated. Yet with guns, this is on National Vaccine Information Center with Barbara Lowe Fisher, this whole article. And then it came out he wouldn't have his kids vaccinated. We did a thing on Obama, too, talking about everybody else's kids vaccinated. But when it came to his kids, it was an opposite story. So somehow we need to get a list of who's not getting their kids vaccinated. And those are the people trying to ruin yours with vaccines.
Exactly. Jeez. Oh, my gosh. Okay. Well, then let's get to the next person we have here on the list, which actually was kind of a bright spot on the list, which is interesting. You had William Foster, which is the lead analyst at Moody's. And what did you come out with him?
He's the most truthful of the people I looked at. He likes to be physically grounded. And two stories here. The other two people are duplicitous. This person is not so duplicitous, but he's still withholding information. And you could get to him by looking at physical issues. He wants to control something tangible, property, something. I couldn't really find out what it was, but he will go along with what is the right thing to do if you could get to him. But he's been promised something that's dealing with something physical, either they've given him a building or something. But he pivots around control of something physical. It says here, he knows how to get things done, but doesn't always have time for the details. And he wishes that people could just get their stuff together and not have to talk about it so much.
What does that mean? So basically, what did somebody give him something to so that he would think a certain way? I mean, what does that mean?
I don't know exactly. I just know that they can control him through providing him control over something physical. But also says in his chart, your connections to universal truths absorb your time. So if somebody could show him the way to really support the people, I think that he would go with it.
Oh, interesting. But okay.
There's something. He really likes justice, where these other people didn't show a lot of concern for justice, except the one for personal, his idea of justice. This William is concerned with what's good for the people, but he's caught between controlling something physical and what he thinks is justice for the people.
Oh.
You could.
So he's conflicted?
He's conflicted, yes. That's a good way to put it.
Okay. Well, and then we also did Christine Lagarde. And she is she was the head of the MIF, and then she just got the position of the head of the European Central Bank, which is a big deal. Go ahead.
Like you said, she's very departmentalized and starched, but one of her downfalls is she is very predictable. She will go with the stats of what was good before. She's not as creative as emotionally like William Foster is. This one will what happened before, so she doesn't want to make a mistake. She goes with what she's learned. She measures all parameters to make a decision that have gone before her. She uses information constructively for justice, but that's not really a good idea. I mean, that's not really a big idea for her, justice. She just uses experience and knowledge. She's not going to be a creative person, but I'm pretty sure, let me look at them. Yeah, she too has two personalities about what's going on. One very fantasy-oriented, and it's about manipulating information to get her way.
Well, that makes sense.
And she has a lot of control issues, but the difference between she and Foster has a strong foundation. She has a foundation that needs to control through information.
The one thing that I thought was very concerning was that they asked her who her biggest disappointment was and who she was the most proud of two different people. And her biggest disappointment was the one who's the head of Myanmar right now, which is, I've always have a hard time saying her name, Daw Aung San Ki. And she was the winner of the Nobel Peace Prize. She was in house arrest for 16 years. And just from what I knew about her, she was a great person, but she was her biggest disappointment. And the person she was most proud of was Pope Francis, who I've had a lot of information on, who is, he's not a good guy. He is not who he appears to be. So you have vocal profiles on both of those people. Can we start with the Myanmar and then move on to Pope Francis?
Yeah, her downfall, Christine's downfall, anybody can be predictive if they have the information she has access to. Take away her information and she wouldn't be able to make good decisions.
Well, so that's like everybody though, right? Or is it just she doesn't understand, she doesn't have the creativity to do it based on just her understanding, she needs detail and to do it. Is that what you're saying?
She'll do it based on the facts. She doesn't use understanding. She uses the facts tell me this. Now, if that's understanding,
okay,
but
I get it. That
reason,
would bug me.
She could be controlled because she's so predictable. Those other three are not predictable. She is. Okay, how do you really pronounce Da Aung San?
She's a leader of Myanmar. So just go with that. I'm not very good either at pronouncing her name.
Okay, she's consistent, tough, no nonsense, demanding but strong on tradition, not emotion. She does what's best for all concerned. She likes control through tradition. No emotion, puts herself aside for other people. Somewhat naive when it comes to managing the big picture. She's has a very high ego when talking about her country, but not a big ego when it talks about foreign investment. Actually, she shows a lot of naivete there. So she has the position. She doesn't have a long-term history to be able to control everything she's talking about. She's no nonsense when it comes to talking with ideas and education, but the foreign investment part really throws her. But she too has a dual outlook on these things. And most of her control issues show to be emotional on paper, but by her opinions, by her what she's doing, what she's carrying out, it shows to be opposite. So another one, in conflict, but you wouldn't think that by listening to her. It sounds like she's very strict, and here it is, no nonsense. I would hate to work for her. She would take nothing but perfection as what she wanted from everybody around her. So good person for the people.
She's good for the people, but she's very difficult to work for.
Looks like it. Because she's so demanding.
Now, does she do what's right for her country, or is she a creep?
She's not a creep except for the people who are close to her, and that's because she's so demanding. But for the people of the country as a whole, she's trying to do the right thing. She just doesn't have all of the experience that she needs. She has a high score on the naivete and about spirituality. She believes that people would be spiritually good, and she's really getting slapped in the face when she runs into the fact that that's not true.
Yeah, that's hard. It's always a hard thing. I even know it's not true, and I still get caught up in it. I always want the best. I always think the best of people, and I get hurt all the time. Okay.
She's learning.
Yeah, well, you learn that the hard way.
She has that toughness to protect herself so that she isn't making decisions based on what she perceives is an emotional or spiritual good.
Well, that's good. Yeah, you kind of have to separate. Now, I would think that most leaders get that separation over time just because you get, if you don't separate, you end up getting hurt by that.
Yeah, she's been hurt by people outside of her country who are planning to help her country. She's been smacked a couple of times, so she's cautious.
Well, I don't blame her. Okay, and that's maybe what we're seeing here, a little bit of this contention between the two. Now, she thought Pope Francis was this amazing person that she was proud of. What does your vocal prince say of Pope Francis?
I was incredibly disappointed by what I found about the Pope, and I didn't want to find this about the Pope.
Yeah.
But he was speaking.
Reality is traumatic.
He was speaking. It was Mother's Day, or one of them, where parents and children were really supposed to be connecting. And he didn't have a bit of emotion in his vocal print. It was all mental. Ego emotional wants to help with words of justice. There was a lot not said, great big holes in naivete and emotions, holes in his basic foundation, which told me this is not his work. Somebody else gave him this to deal with. He wants control of information. D was his most prevalent note, and that's about liver and self-sabotage. His words and fantasy were 51. Now, that's higher than normal, not a whole bunch, but it was in the note of D, so he was doing this for some self-approval thing that he thought was going to make the people understand things better. But it was not from an emotional perspective. It wasn't him. It wasn't how he felt. This is emotional. This is intellectual. So he sees the relationship between parents and children as intellectual. And I just found that disheartening.
Yeah, well, it's consistent with what we're finding out on him, that he's involved with some pretty bad activities. And so I could see him being non-emotional and just intellectual about it when he discusses it. Is there anything else that you got on him?
Well, his male hormones are really unbalanced, and there's some low back pain. He wants to help with intellect, not with getting his hands dirty or having to do something physical. He wants to keep it all up here, and that way it won't touch his emotions. And I found that inconsistent for the Pope. You'd think he would have a love of people.
Well, that's what it's all supposed to be. It's supposed to be an abundance of love, and he's the exact opposite. That makes a lot of sense to what we've been reporting on him. Okay, let's move on to George Soros. You had a clip of him when he was on 60 Minutes, and he was discussing that what he was doing with money. And can you explain?
I found the stuff on George Soros to fit in with bankers.